Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the AIM Shift Your Money, Your Life with Julie M. Watkins. I am your guide, and this is Episode 9, Equalizing the Flow, Bringing the System into Balance. In order for the machine to work, the system needs to balance. In measuring the current, some of you saw you didn't have enough inflow to start the system. For others who could start, you realized your river emptied too quickly. Today, we talk about ways to correct both problems and bring the system into balance so it works for you. What to do when there isn't enough inflow? You can't cut back. Your outflow is already so lean, you may be going without and not even realizing it. Your income barely pays the bills and puts food on the table, let alone provide for simple luxuries. When you have too little inflow, your only option is to find more. There are a few ways to increase your income. Let's review to see if there might be one that can work for you. Number one, work more hours. If overtime is offered, take it or pick up an extra shift. You already have a job. See if your employer will work with you to increase your hours. Number two, ask for a raise. Increasing your hourly rate will increase your inflow. If you've been working for your employer for a while and haven't gotten a raise, now is the time to ask for one. 3. Get a second job. Look around for a part-time job with hours that don't interfere with your main job. Sometimes taking a second job is the only way to increase your inflow. 4. Increase your partner's contribution. If you've been sharing household expenses, maybe you didn't have the number correct. Now that you know what you really need, ask the other half to contribute more. Number 5. Do side gigs. If you have a talent or a skill, share it and start getting paid for it. Take on dog walking, house cleaning, running errands. Help make someone else's life easier while getting paid to do it. 6. Start a home business. Turn that side gig into a home business. Do it as your second job. Number 7. Sell things. If you have unwanted or unneeded items, sell them. If you like tinkering, buy items cheap and sell them at a higher price. Have fun and make money. When there is a shortage, it's tough to deal with it. If you can't get the system started because you don't have enough flowing in, there's only one fix: earn more money. Now let's talk about too much outflow. You built the system and it started the machine, but your river emptied before the week was over. Remember the tracking from episode 8? Look at where your money's going. Is it going where you want it to go? Are you spending on things you really don't care about? If you find that you're buying things you don't want or need, trim that spending. Eliminate it and see if you can bring the outflow under control. Check your bill pay list for items that could be considered optional. Cleaning services, dog walking, tutoring are examples of items that might be in bill pay but are actually living in leisure. Decide what you want to keep. Drop the ones you don't want. This will reduce the need in bill pay and free up money for living in leisure. If you decide you want to keep your spending, the other option you have is to increase your inflow. Work more and earn more to support the lifestyle you want. When there is an overflow, you have more flexibility than when there is a shortage. With a shortage, the only option is more inflow. Increase your earnings. With an overflow, you can either cut your spending or increase your income. Once you have your system in balance and your machine is operating smoothly, you can enjoy life and handle your money with confidence. Join me next time in episode 10, From Chaos to Confidence, as we explore life lived in the AIM system. Visit aimff.com/podcast for the full list of episodes. You'll also find a contact form there if you want to reach me. Thank you for listening and have a good day.